Got the mirror on the ceiling. You're in the mood to please me. I've been feeling freaky deaky. You're on your way to see me. Got the mirror on the ceiling. You're in the mood to please me. Yeah. Well, well, well. Another song here about freaky sex. Got the mirror on the ceiling. Have you? Yeah. You put it up yourself, have you? Yeah. That sounds dangerous. A mirror over my head. Yeah. Okay, well, I don't honestly want to be scared that a mirror's going to fall on me at any time. I'm in my 40s, you know, it's a complex enough operation as it is to maintain an erection. Anyway, then this song gets even worse, doesn't it? Don't call me miss or mom, just slut. Well, it's good to be sure about pronouns, isn't it? The last thing you want is to be fucking someone and get their pronoun wrong. Yeah, I'm fucking you good, ma'am. How dare you get my pronoun wrong? I identify as slut. Very sorry, slut. Slut, yes? That mirror above us seems to be wobbling a little bit. Anyway, whenever I hear songs like this, I'm like, was it like that though? Was it freaky like that though? Was it worth shouting about? And even if it was worth shouting about, I mean, why are you shouting about it? It's just sex. You haven't actually achieved anything. It's like when people tell stories down the pub or whatever. Oh, you'll never believe what happened last night. I had sex. Right? What, with a dog? No, a human being. Well, that's not gossip then, is it? Yeah, it is. It was dirty sex. Well, you know what I mean? Sex, all sex is fairly dirty, isn't it? I mean, you're sticking a penis inside a whatever. You know, or you're a mom sticking a tongue inside a slut. None of it could be described really as clean. And that's what I don't get about these stories. Oh, it was so filthy. It was in the ass, it was in the eye, it was in the crease of the elbow. It's all the same ballpark, isn't it? It's just like, I mean, it's fine, it's good. I'm just not sure why you'd want to write a song about it or do a podcast about it. Tell me when freaky sex goes wrong. That's when I'm interested. A mate of mine was having marriage troubles very early on, a few months in to his marriage. His wife, a real mom. There was no slut. She didn't want sex with him. You know, immediately after they were married, she just went off sex completely. But he saw she was really into 50 Shades of Grey, the film and the book, so without telling her, he bought her a pair of handcuffs and a spreader bar. Which, if you don't know what that is, which I didn't, spreader bar, it's as nasty as it sounds. Look it up. Anyway, one night, he revealed this present to her, these handcuffs and this spreader bar. And she said, "Ooh, what the fuck is this?" And he said, "Well, it's handcuffs and a spreader bar." And she said, "What do you think I am? Some kind of slut?" And he tried to laugh it off, but this genuinely was the last straw, and she said, "I want a divorce." And since that moment, he's lost half the house and most most of his savings. Freaky deaky, right? And he has a ceiling above his bed. And on that ceiling is a mirror. But instead of showing him dirty sex that he's having, it shows how much hair he's been losing. With all the stress. Still, we're not here for reality, are we? In music or in comedy, we're here for the fantasy. And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Sex is amazing and can be beautifully freaky. But don't you sometimes get the idea that those people shouting about it and singing about it and talking about it in podcasts are a bit like a 14-year-old kid bragging about it on a bus to all his mates? They're actually getting no sex at all. Not today, anyway. That's a lot.